You're listening to Rhodey Radio, Rhode Island Library Radio Online. We are your hosts, Emily Goodman
and Lauren Walker
from the Rhodey Radio crew. We are chatting tonight with Chris Revel and Nathan Peavy, co-founders of Let's Chat Podcasting.
In 2013, Chris Revel started what would become the Let's Chat with Chris Revel podcast. Across three networks and hundreds of thousands of downloads, Let's Chat hosted some of the biggest names in punk rock, podcasting, and pop culture in the course of its 250 released episodes. As a graduate of PRX Sound School, Revel turned his passion for podcasting into a career and is now an account manager with Hey Rhodey Media Co., and co-host and producer of the Hey Rhodey podcast, in addition to co-founder of Let's Chat Podcasting.
Nathan Peavy is a podcast industry veteran and the co-founder of Let's Chat Podcasting. As an agent, strategist, and creative consultant, he's helped hundreds of entrepreneurs, agencies, and independent podcasters connect more deeply and get their stories heard. Welcome, Chris and Nathan.
Hello, such a pleasure to be here.
Hello.
We're glad to have you guys. So we all met at one of your podcast meetups. Was that the first one? Because it's the it was the first one for Rhodey Radio, but we don't know how many there might have been before that.
I think it was the second.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess I would say officially that was our first one, because the first one that we did was kind of a last minute partnership that we kind of got added to. It was more, so I wouldn't even say we co-hosted it, but it was like 2 days ahead of time kind of thing. So we'll call it the first. That was our first official one.
Great. We got in on the ground floor. I think you guys sent us an email and invited us to come meet up at, I think it was Lost Valley Pizza. And yes, we had no idea what to expect. And we went there and you guys actually liked Rhodey Radio. You had heard our episodes. We were very excited about that.
Yeah, that was fun, because we did that. We put it together. And we kind of did this a little bit of a like, whatever. We were just going back and forth. We're like, you know what? Let's just make a flyer, invite everyone. If no one shows, who cares? We'll just hang out and get pizza. And like maybe a couple of friends. And we're like, so I don't think we nearly did nearly as much promotion behind it as we really should have. So we were blown away when you all showed up. We're like, I don't know who you are. Well, actually, I was aware of you because I listened to your podcast. But I was like, oh my God, this is cool. Like, that was the moment where we're both like, I think we kind of got something on our hands here. And it was, we had so much fun too. And if, correct me if I'm wrong, but did you, I believe you got a guest out of that with David Morales. Is that where you all
did? That is how we met David Morales. Yeah. And that was one of my favorite episodes that we've done. And I'm going to say that I think that I was about as blown away as you seem to have been, that you invited us. I was like, oh my God, people like are paying attention to us. This is really exciting.
Agreed.
I was jealous because I was like, oh my God, you get to do this professionally? Because at that point, I don't know where I was working when we did that, if I was still a butler or not. But I was still like, that's still cool. You could do this for your job.
Yeah, it was a real be the change you want to see kind of moment, because we were just like, we had, as Chris had said, we had gone to this, or we co-hosted this thing. It sounds like more than it is. It was through Podcast Movement. They were just like hosting
a podcast.
A podcast, that's right. Yeah, they were just doing like a random event in Rhode Island. And we happened to know somebody who was doing that. And they were like, hey, do you want to get attached? And we're like, yeah, why not? And then we were like, this is amazing. And why aren't more people doing this? And then we kind of had that moment where we looked at each other and were like, why aren't we doing this? So we put out a call on Facebook. And I think messaged like 10 people about it, and we were like, this is, nothing is going to happen with this. And then something happened with that, and it was the weirdest experience. It was just very, very strange that people were actually paying attention to it, but kind of turned into a real thing from there.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about like what that has turned into later on, but first we want to know, how did Chris and Nathan become Chris and Nathan? Where did you meet? How did you come to work together?
Or meet cute. Yeah, I mean, we were mutual friends with someone, and you know, I think we both went to the same trivia night, and our eyes locked across a trivia bar room table, and then Chris invited me on to Let's Chat, and God, I think they were, how many episodes were you in at that point? You were like less than 10 episodes in? Yeah.
Nathan knew my old, I had a co-host when I first started who left pretty early on. So Mike, my old co-host at the time, he brought Nathan on as a guest, and that was the first time I had someone on that I didn't know as a guest. Again, it'd been like 10 episodes. It was like people I worked with and my father-in-law, and like, I was starting from the, just going through my Rolodex of friends, you know, and neither of us are from Rhode Island, which I think that adds a lot to the story. So like Nathan and I just became friends, and you know how it is, making friends as an adult is hard, especially like out of college.
Very. Yeah.
So I was like, out of college, I'm living in a new city, living with my now wife. And so, and Nathan became like my first like friend I made that wasn't from work or through someone Victoria knew. And Nathan is a very adventurous eater and I'm not. And so he basically became like this guru of like showing me the food scene and helping me try like new culinary experiences.
Oh yeah. For, like, I bullied Chris into trying Ethiopian food.
Yeah. Like I didn't even like chicken before I met Nathan. And that's like I was just very basic. And so then we just went out to eat all the time and trivia and just became friends throughout the years. And then you would come on co-host, and throughout the years too, like Nathan would come on. I always would have guest co-hosts come on. And then I remember the one that was really good is we interviewed one of the writers for The Daily Show, because we went to it was the writers of The Daily Show, a comedy show at the Columbus Theater. And like I think Jordan Klepper was like the surprise. It was really fun. But we ended up interviewing Matt Koff from The Daily Show. We're like, oh my God, this is so cool. So just... Yeah, so I guess, we met through podcasting and trivia, apparently. I forgot about the trivia part, but yeah, that sounds right.
We had the impression that you perhaps have been lifelong friends, because you seem...
I love that.
I don't know, you just seem like it.
Feels it. Yeah, no, only 10 years, which I still think is like, oh my God. Like, how is that not, like, was that 2013? How is that not yesterday? Like, I still, in my head, yes. I still think it's 2010.
Yeah, that's fair. So how did you both get started in podcasting?
First, because Nathan can piggyback off of it.
Yep, yep. So
I'm okay. Kind
of slightly, I have a small role to play in Nathan getting into the industry that I can take a little credit for. So I was just an obsessive listener. I remember I was in college in 08, and we were trying to get their defunct radio station off the ground. And I remember fighting very large, like, no, we should do a podcast. And someone's like, no, we'll do a radio station. This is Vermont. So it's like, we could have a 7-mile radius. So, and then internet radio, do you guys remember? Would y'all remember that?
Yes.
Was like a thing for a minute?
Mm-hmm.
And just be like, but we can do podcasts and people can listen anywhere. And it ended up never happening. And so I just was a fan for a very long time. And I was living in Providence and then working a couple of different jobs in Providence, which required me to walk everywhere. And then... Nathan and I's mutual friend, Laura Carr, her ex-boyfriend was Mike. We used to work for the same human service agency. And it was kind of almost like one of those, you put a flyer out there, like looking for a bass player. And basically Laura's like, hey, my boyfriend likes podcasts and you like podcasts. You guys should talk. And I remember we were in a training to get like our medication certification. So we're like, I was just about to get married and I had to choose between buying equipment for the podcast or a PlayStation 4. And I bought and for whatever reason, I chose that. And that was like kind of how I started within it. And then that can leapfrog to Nathan.
I've been a pretty avid listener since, oh God, like 2007. I think if memory serves, a friend of mine got me into a show called the H.P. Lovecraft Literary Podcast. It's pretty fun. They're still kicking, apparently. Random aside, but so I'd been a listener for ages. Always just somebody who, silly to say it like this, but just some. My thing was going on like long walks and listening to them. So it was nice to have a little audio accompaniment. So I'd always been interested, and then around about 7 years ago now, Chris gave me a heads up that there was a podcast booking agency based out of Rhode Island, and that they were doing open calls for listeners to just kind of give their feedback and say what they were looking for and like what the listeners were looking for in a show. And I showed up to one of those and shook some hands and asked if there were and asked if there were any job openings, and then I got one. And yeah, that was pretty transformative. Sorry, leaving a huge hole for y'all to edit out.
Dave can edit that out.
Leave it in. Leave this in. I sort of talked my way in, and that was a really transformative experience. I just got to meet so many people, and as a booking agent, something I've always kind of had a knack for is listening deeply to people in a way that lets me kind of summarize what they're doing very quickly and put those skills to the test over the course of about 6 years. Just being able to like interview people and dig deep and learn what people were about very quickly. Really, I started noticing some pretty strong threads as I was listening to a lot of like business coaches and people who worked with mindset and that sort of thing. And just kind of decided after a certain point that it was time to do it for myself. And that kind of led us to where we are now.
You changed his mindset.
That's beautiful. So you could say your meet cute with Chris really changed your life.
Yeah, really changed the course of things.
Yeah, vice versa. Yeah, it was a hobby for me for the first 6 years, I would say. It wasn't until the last few years where things kind of turned. So there was a lot of it was just didn't expect it to go beyond my bedroom.
Yeah, I mean, for your part, Chris, you had been kind of doing some pretty miserable work just in terms of, I mean, I don't take that the wrong way. It was, but not to speak on your behalf, Chris, but you were in Butler Hospital in like mental health services, which is, my impression was rewarding, but oh my God.
Yeah. And then, I loved it until the pandemic, for anyone out there. And then that, but yeah, I spent a lot of time in healthcare and retail over the years, and done a lot, quite a lot. Yeah, I've worked with as a drug counselor for a while. I've worked with adults with developmental disabilities. I've worked in group homes, so that whole world simultaneously. So it was always kind of funny because I always felt like the secret, like almost a secret life, because they were not connected at all.
So talk a little bit more about that transition for you from podcasting in your bedroom, Chris, with Let's Chat with Chris Revel, and turning that into what is now Let's Chat podcasting.
Yeah, it's definitely an awesome journey. I'll recap it very quick. I will be very quick with it. But yeah, it was really fun. And I had left. I decided to keep going. And the thing I just genuinely enjoyed was interviewing people, which not consciously at the time realizing that is also your best form of marketing, but not really. And then, and I was very heavily invested into Twitter. I took a lot of what I learned from like the DIY, like punk and like hardcore scene in Connecticut that I grew up with. So just for a long time, just really met a really great community online. And then I just got very like friendly, competitive with people. So just unintentionally not realizing I was networking and kept getting bigger and bigger name guest, and eventually, unbeknownst to me, was getting attention. And then 2016, I remember getting my first press from the Rhode Island Monthly, Rhode Island Monthly, Vulture, and Huffington Post, because I had interviewed a writer for The Simpsons, and that thing started to change. And then the transition was not really intentional at first. Raz from Little Fire Film one day reached out to me, and eventually like sat down to meet with him and Aiden, and basically, long story short, offered me a producer position on a podcast called The Fire, the Fairy that Nathan is also a voice in that will be out at some point. And then that kind of started to steamroll into like consulting work and producing on other people's stuff. And then eventually realizing it was time to leave healthcare. So I wanted to make that next jump into working within the industry because an industry started to show up. And then, you know, Nathan and I had been talking for years and years about it, and I never wanted to or thought I could be an entrepreneur or do any of those things. It just wasn't something I could do, and I've had a lot of failure, if anyone's listening, to get to where we are now. So various iterations of Let's Chat. At one point, we had Let's Chat Media. We had a live show. We've done a lot of different things. Eventually, Nathan and I decided to team up and just sat down one day and like wrote out, what do we know? What could we do? And from some work experience, I worked for the digital marketing agency, and then Nathan's experience, Let's Chat Podcasting kind of grew from there and grew beyond what we even set out for it to be to begin with. Like it was, it was pretty wild. I left 11 years in healthcare in 2022, I want to say, yeah, about a year and a half ago. And it was a very emotional experience, and we landed in a good spot.
So Nathan, how did you get involved?
Well, it was a pretty funny one because, as Chris said, we had kind of been chatting about it for a little while. My own start was kind of by encouraging Chris to take a go at doing this himself, because he had just transitioned from working in healthcare to working in digital marketing. So clearly he was like building the pieces to kind of teach people how to do SEO and all that stuff. And he already had the experience with running his own podcast for such a long time. And I had also pretty clearly been like at a point in my previous job as a booking agent where I was kind of winding down a little bit. Like there wasn't anywhere else to go. So it's like, okay, I'm not getting raises anymore. I'm not getting more experience. Like what are my next steps going to look like, regardless of like when those might happen? And I very much wanted to stay in the industry. So we had been kind of chatting about it a little bit. And Chris's time at his digital marketing agency just wasn't educational, but not pleasant. So I kind of poked him a little bit and I was like, why aren't you just doing this for yourself? Like you've got all this experience. And as Chris said, we had this meeting, where we were talking about like, what do we know? What can we market? What can we sell to people? And then like a week later, I got laid off. It was kind of serendipitous. Just really like the timing was perfect. I'm also very fortunate in that my wife runs a business accelerator program, E4All Rhode Island, and that kind of filled in the, as I mentioned earlier, in the course of my last job, I worked quite extensively with a lot of people who kind of coach small businesses. So I was learning quite a lot by osmosis already. And then this sort of filled in all the gaps and put us in a really good position.
So is that when you started doing the podcast meetups, or is that after that? How did you get the idea to like bring podcasters together?
Well, the cool thing was about Rhode Island that was unique to other states in terms of podcasting, LitArts RI, which now formerly What Sheer Writers Club, when they first opened their studio, I want to say it was like 2017. At that point, all the podcast people I knew were mostly online and slowly finding little people here in Rhode Island and committing. And then they opened up their studio and threw this huge party, and I got like a DM on Instagram to come, and I was like, oh my God, there's others. Like it was quite the experience. And they had a lot of really great versions of meetups, like meetups, or they had podcast listening parties. And Jacob Howler was throwing, would be hosting stuff at AS220. And then there were just a lot of organized podcast adjacent meetups that were happening in Rhode Island. And then the pandemic happened and it all just disappeared. And then when things got back to normal, it just didn't. I remember Nathan and I actually went to an organized podcast meetup in like maybe it was January or December, like maybe a year or two after the, must have been like 2 years after the pandemic, like maybe 2022. And we were the only ones that showed up besides the person who was hosting it.
Oh no.
And it was really fun. That's how we got to meet Alex Birch, who's incredible. You should absolutely talk to her. She's incredible. That was kind of part of why we were like, I was like, well, you know, this did exist and it doesn't exist anymore. So kind of got mad. We're like, well, let's just do it ourselves.
Yeah. It's really funny. Like we really kind of just stole the idea, which, you know, let that be, if there's one takeaway that anybody should get from this, it's that stealing is cool. And my own personal bugbear about Rhode Island is that we live in a state that's the size of a closet and nobody talks to each other. So we just kind of decided that if nobody else was going to do it, we've got to be the ones to do it.
Yeah. And also selfishly, like for anyone who's an adult, especially like after a certain age or if you're a parent, it's just hard to see your friends. So like the real reason was like Nathan and I will hang out and then we can invite like the few people that we always want to see, like now, which has turned into you all and like Lauren. But like it really was like, how can we hang out with Carl Bird and Victor and like Chuck and Brad and like and like all these people that we like that we don't ever get to see? So we just started doing meetups as an excuse to see our friends that we did podcasts with. Because like with podcasters, you become friends, but you only tend to talk when you're doing an interview together, and you can't always do an, you can't always have the same person on your show. So it was kind of like a backdoor, like, let's be friends. And I think you probably would have met Carl at the meetup. He's from Codex Prime. He's the man. That was really big intimacy. Like, we want to hang out with Carl, but I have a daughter, and you guys are adults, and we can never find time. So let's make it work.
Well, thank you, Carl, for bringing us all together.
We love it. We're such fans of Carl.
As are we of Codex Prime.
Yes.
Oh, that's right, Lauren. You were on their podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. They're great guys.
I watched part of it. I listened to it, but I watched part of it, too. Yeah. I'm a bit of a, I don't know, maybe stalker for anyone who's did anything podcast related in Rhode Island. I kind of made it my business. And I mean, honestly, I can tell you there's multiple years where I can name every podcast in this state on like on my hand. And now it's to the point where it's impossible, which I think is awesome.
And you know, it really is for your business now. So it's okay.
Yeah. Which is different now. It's like, oh, it's not just because like, I mean, when I was doing Let's Chat with Chris Revel, like, as a hobby, like my main motivation was just like, what person who's affected my life do I want to talk to? Like, who wrote this TV show or what, some music that meant the world to me? Or it was really just an adult playdate. Like a lot of times it's like, well, you wrote my favorite album and you know, you're not famous, but you mean a lot to me. So let's come on my show and we can, and some of those people become your friends, which is always a little surreal. Like the bands that you loved in high school, like we text sometimes, like, but I love it.
I can't imagine texting Simple Plan.
Oh, Pierre, I'll call Pierre for you.
Yeah, call Pierre. We can be best friends.
Well, I mean, Chris, it's really given you some like pretty amazing opportunities. I don't want to tell the story for you, but there was that what was the band? Was it Gaslight Streetlight Anthem or where they're
Gaslight Anthem,
where you got to like share his recording, that one gentleman's recording.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. So there's a band called, they're called Streetlight Manifesto. They're pretty well known within certain circles. And they're notoriously media shy. They're a band that does not do interviews at all, like really very vocally. And took some time and through a mutual friend, my mutual friend Sunetta, eventually had not one, but two members of that band on my show, which I'm really proud of. Pete, the bassist, and then Matthew Stort, the trumpet player, came on actually twice. One of them is unreleased. And then came on, got along really well. And then we became friends and like we texted and like we were in like a chain with our friends, a mutual friend, Sunetta. When they would come to Boston, I would get, he would guest list me and get to go see him play. And then last year, unfortunately, Matthew passed away very unexpectedly at the age, very young too. He's 41, was left behind a little girl. And it was really hard. And so I re-released that episode as like, I saw like Mark Maron would always do, like remembering Matthew Stewart. Cause it was really emotional. And it ended up connecting me to like some of the band and like his family. And for the fans, like for a certain amount of certain people in that world, like when, you know, when you lose someone, the voice is the thing you miss the most. And on a personal level, I now have like a recording of me talking to my friend for an hour that is no longer with us. And it ended up being like a really powerful, powerful thing. Probably honestly the most important episode I think I've ever recorded. And then when you listen to it, it's just like we're just joking around, but like now I go back to it and it's like, wow. Like it was you know how podcasts are, you end up knowing people and then you do a podcast, you know them differently. And it was emotional. It was a wonderful experience.
A true testament to the power of the podcast.
Yeah. One of the other ones I did too, I interviewed my parents on my 30th birthday. And like in that recording, I even knew, I'm like, they're still with us, thank God, knock on wood. But I was like, I know in like one day this is going to mean a lot.
Yeah. Right. And that's why, you know, programs like StoryCorps are so important. Yes. To exist. They're doing that same kind of work, but with so much more intentionality. And I think the cool thing about podcasts and like Let's Chat, just having these guests on, is it's not just capturing a story for posterity. It's just capturing, right, somebody's likeness for posterity, which is so cool.
Yeah. It's a connection, and hopefully they had done something that would deem value to society. But ultimately, I just want to connect with the people in front of me and
yeah,
just want to be everyone's friend.
I mean, truthfully, that really is like a big reason why we decided to go into business. It's to me, I can recite marketing copy at you all day about how, you know, podcasting is a great way to generate clients and to do all this stuff. But like, really, it's just you need to talk. People need to like get out there and like be heard. It's hard to overstate like how just important that is to me and to us, and that like you just get your voice out there and don't burn out and like be happy and be proud of like of what you've produced, because yeah, as Chris said, there it's just like there's this incredible like power of just having a recording of yourself and having your voice like be present on earth.
It makes me think too a lot about like it's funny what Nathan said. One of the really the core of why we worked together was I one day just had this realization when I was working a job that did not pay and not love, and I worked really hard and wasn't thrilled. And I was like, man, work takes up all your time, and then kids and family, and you never get to see your friends. It's like the only way you get to. I remember you and I, we were at Abenog Brewery with our wives. I was like, the only way you like see your people is like through work. And I was like, well, Nathan and I go into business together, then we can hang out every day. And that was at least 50% of it was like, I just really want to hang out with Nathan and Julia all the time. And that was really how it kind of started. It was just like, cool. And then, yeah, we were off.
I feel like friendship as a motivator is like so pure and wonderful. Like that's so great that, you know, you just wanted to work with your friend. So you worked with your friend. You just wanted to talk to Carl. So you brought us all together. Like, I love it.
I feel like the majority of all my stuff is just comes from like social. Like, I mean, obviously, I guess I should be driven more by like money and things of that nature, which we are as business people. But I really like people, if it's not obvious. Well, you know, especially nowadays, it's, you know, there's the whole thing about the death of the third place. Like, you really can't, outside of where you two work, it's the one of the most amazing places we have in our country, that like libraries. There's very few places you can go without dropping like $100, leaving your door. And like the library, them out of places. And so podcasting became a lower cost alternative to hanging out with people.
Well put.
Definitely.
Okay, so we're going to circle back. We talked a little bit about your history with Lit Arts and kind of how you stole their idea for the podcast meetups, but you hosted the last one there at Lit Arts, so there's no bad blood with that. So talk to us a little bit more about that connection that you guys have, and yeah, what's sort of in the future with Let's Chat Podcasting, the podcast meetups, and Lit Arts?
Well, it all started because they DM'd me on Instagram in 2017 to invite me to their podcast studio opening. And at this point, my daughter had just been born. A lot of complications, just everything that could go wrong went wrong. My wife would have postpartum disorder. Postpartum? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was undiagnosed PTSD and I quit doing the podcast, but I was so depressed, I never told anyone. And then it was actually a couple of the writers from Bob's Burgers had reached back out to me from me hitting them up like 4 months ago out of the blue, like, hey, if that's still available, we'd love to do it. And I was like, well, I'm going to quit the show. I was like, well, gotta do that. And then it was Tad Stone, who created Darkwing Duck and like worked in all this animation. I was like, well, I gotta do that. And then Matt Sane come from the Hard Times, like hit me. So there was like, it kept like being like, I kept trying to quit. And then I was like, well, I have to hit 200. And at that point, I'd never used a studio. So Jody and Jillian from What Sheer, now Lit Arts RI, were nice enough to be my 200th episode. I decided, I was like, I'll record this, I'll get to 200. We'll record it in a real studio, which is a big goal of mine. And we're done. Like, this is over. This part of my life is over. And then that didn't happen at all. And then through that, just became really good friendly with Jody and Susanna and Jillian. They're just wonderful. And during the so I would go to all their events. Eventually they would just invite me to stuff. I'd get invited to things and I would go to, like, they would do podcast listening parties. So I got to go speak at that, which was like surreal. And then during the pandemic, I was taking my class through PRX. I was really pushing forward with Let's Chat at this point around like 2019. And then, you know, 2020 happened. So I just pitched them an idea about moderating a panel about it was called Leveling Up, How to Monetize Your Podcast. And we put that on together with them, and it was so awesome. So we've just like I've been a member ever since. And then eventually we've just stayed in touch. Same thing. We just stayed in touch with them. And then to answer your question, what's going forth with them, we're really excited that we are actually now going to be officially hosting their podcast meetups the first Thursday of every month, starting in March. I think we're going to be announcing it in February. And so again, I feel like if, like, our trajectory, if that community hook of podcast didn't present itself in my life at that time frame, I think I would have called it. And that was really the change, because then it was like I got to leave my house and interview people in person and stuff. So we've just I don't know if I could say enough good things about them. Nathan, do you have any of that?
Oh gosh. Yeah, I mean, just to piggyback on Chris, really, Chris was my man. But I think my real connection with them was when Chris invited me to come with him and help them demo their new podcast studio.
Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a blast. They had just opened their new space. God, I never remember the name of the street it's on. We're just off of Sims Street. And their podcast studio is absolutely gorgeous. And I getting to tell people all about it was such a blast. Really, the beat I always come back to that's really incredible is that their studio is so soundproofed that they have a functioning air conditioner in it that does not pick up over the microphone, which
wow.
if you've ever had to mop sweat out of a pair of over ear headphones.
Well, for a fun question, if you could have any guest on your podcast or a podcast, who would your top choice be?
I think about this often.
Well, that's good. You're very prepared.
I think it's tough because there's like the person you want to have on, but then I'm also, I don't know if I would be able to do it. I'd be so nervous. I think Conan O'Brien would be like, there's a lot of people I'd love to have on, but I think Conan O'Brien would be the one. I don't know how I would, if I would be able to even can do what, if I could even do it, I'd just probably be like, but his work is just meant from the early days of Simpsons and the show. And now, especially him entering the podcast space, and my God, he some years ago, I remember like when he was on Never Not Funny with Jimmy Pardo's podcast, who was like one of the podfathers that doesn't get enough credit. And it was before podcasting was at what you were seeing as many mainstream celebrities kind of joining, and it being the funniest thing I've ever experienced. Like I would have to have to stop driving. I was laughing so hard. And then hearing him at some point, like hearing on WTF with Mark Maron, and like felt like, I feel like I heard him as a human, and he's just like that. He's just, oh yeah, that would be the GOAT for me. What about you, Nathan?
That's a good one.
I'm sure Nathan's is probably like someone much more intellectual and.
Oh, absolutely not. Are you kidding me? I feel like anybody in the Comedy Bang Bang circle, give me like a Scott Aukerman, Paul F. Tompkins. I absolutely would not have the chops to interview any of them. but oh my God, I'm such a huge fan of Paul F. Tompkins. It's absolutely ridiculous. I always feel ridiculous because he tends to make a lot of like little cameos in the things that I like. So whenever I see him, I just start pointing and hooting. It's I just clap my hands like somebody jingling their keys in front of a baby. It's bad news.
That would make an entertaining podcast for sure.
Oh, for sure. I do think that like an hour's worth of audio of somebody of a like very talented comedian getting more and more uncomfortable as the person on the other end of the mic goes, it's just like, maybe you couldn't make a whole series out of it, but I think you could squeeze an episode out of that.
Is that the old SNL sketch?
Maybe a little high concept, Charlie. But oh my God. The SNL sketch. Yeah. Hey, remember when you did that? Yeah, I do. That was awesome.
When you wrote Let It Be. That's how Conan would be. I don't think I've been a word in edgewise.
That's what I was thinking when you were talking about being too shy to interview Conan O'Brien. Just a whole podcast of you being like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're here. You're so wonderful." And just the only sound bites of your guest is "Thank you, thanks."
Yeah. That's probably what it would end up being too. He's definitely up there. I mean, there's a bunch of people. Like, the other one I always think of too is Aisha Tyler, because I'm, besides being a massive fan of her work, Girl on Guy, which is a earlier podcast that's no longer around, was her podcast. That was one of the ones I listened to a lot that really inspired me. And then it was just so I would always feel like I want to meet her to tell her that. And yeah, just awesome.
Emily, who is your dream podcast guest?
My dream podcast guest. Well, I guess it depends on like what sphere we're talking about. So I'm going to manifest for us, Lauren. Okay. A couple years ago, we decided as Rhodey Radio that the biggest get that we could get in terms of like bringing in voices from Rhode Island would be Taylor Swift. So if Taylor Swift is listening from her house in Westerly and she wants to do a podcast with Rhodey Radio, we would love to talk about it. We know that she has written some songs about, you know, historic Rhode Island things. So there's a definite connection here.
And she has cats.
And she has cats.
Yes.
Do they live at Westerly House?
I believe she probably takes them with her places. Oh, that's a good question. I'd be happy to cat sit.
Right on the beach. How lovely.
Has she even done any podcasts?
Taylor Swift?
She's probably one of the few celebs you don't really see doing the right. I think there is a level of celebrity you get to where talking for an hour is more likely to get you into trouble rather than it is to, you know, like.
That's fair.
My favorite was like when people like WTF with Marc Maron was, you would have people on who are like of status, but Mark's in recovery and would get people, and not, I don't like get people, but like that was a space where people, especially things that before media would pick it up, would talk about the stuff they don't talk about anywhere else. But man, I hope you get Taylor. I think because you have the library connection to it, I think it's possible. And the Westerly Library is incredible. And that Maker Studio, oh my God. I've been to pretty much all, but I've been to the majority of libraries in our state when I worked in healthcare. I was community mental health, so I traveled. And when you don't have money to meet with people, libraries are your spot.
Mm-hmm.
So the Westerly one's nice.
Yeah, it is a nice spot. Oh, Lauren, who's your guest of honor?
That's tricky. I mean, I also would love to have Taylor Swift on Rhodey Radio, so I'll join you in that manifestation. I actually feel like she might be like kind of the perfect one, because if I pick someone that I idolize, it would be a nonsense episode of no interesting conversation. So Taylor Swift, I'm like, I like her music, but I'm not like a full-on fan. And we're both cat people. We both like Rhode Island. I feel like we could actually have a good conversation. So I'm gonna stick with Taylor Swift on that
one. All
right, great. Yeah.
All right. So a more serious question now for Chris and Nathan. What, for anybody who's listening who is like, I've thought about podcasting, I'm not sure if it's for me, but maybe they have an idea. What's your top tip, piece of advice for people thinking about starting to get into podcasting? What would you say to them?
Reach out to us first. in all seriousness and all advice of, I'd say, don't let perfection be the enemy of the good. Just literally do it. Prepare to throw away your first episode. That's more than okay. And reciprocity will get you everywhere.
Yeah, one of the most amazing pieces of advice I've ever gotten about doing anything difficult. And honestly, this is in the context of being depressed. But I think it's just, I apply it to just about everything. Is that anything worth doing is worth doing poorly. It's like your first one, it's going to suck. That's fine. It just is. There are little things you can do to make it suck less. My baseline piece of advice to anybody looking to improve their audio quality is just like get a $50 mic, and like that'll help that'll put you head and shoulders above a lot of other people. So there are basic little like technical things like that, but really the real answer is anything worth doing is worth doing badly.
Oh, and check your local library to see if they have a podcast studio, because a lot of them do now, which is incredible. So it is something you can do at like literally no cost.
Thank you for that shout out. That's a great point.
Podcast is great because it's a very low barrier to entry, but that low barrier to entry is still a lot for people financially.
And if someone is looking for Let's Chat's help with their podcast, or if they're interested in joining the meetups, where can they find your info?
Our Instagram is at Let's Chat Podcasting.
Sweet.
Yeah. And varying on what this is, our website should be ready for letschatpodcasting.com. I think Instagram tends to be like everyone nowadays is where we kind of hang out the most. And I feel like at Let's Chat Podcasting, I believe it is, or at Let's Chat Revel is mine. And that's, yeah. And I hope people are interested. Even like, if you want to make one, like, I feel like even just the best reason to make one, even if it sucks and no one listens to it, you can then get invited onto other people's shows, which is actually more fun than making a podcast. Like, this is so much more fun than having to make my own podcast. I'd much rather go on somebody else's show. So for any reason, just make a bad one just so you can get invited on Roadie Rodeo and all these great shows.
Oh, yeah. For anybody listening at home, this is great. We don't have to do any of the work. It's wonderful.
Yeah, to be fair, Dave's going to do most of the work. We don't really have to do it either. Just kidding.
Sorry, Dave.
We actually joked beforehand, because he wasn't able to make it for this episode, that we would just mention him having to edit the episode so that he could be here in spirit. So it's actually worked out very organically.
That's so great. Oh, another thing we should put, I probably forgot to mention earlier too, one of the cool things about how we just kind of started doing the meetups, so now we're going to be doing much with Lit Arts RI, we're really excited about, but of course we didn't want to stop there. We are also going to be doing pretty much monthly meetups that we have a sponsorship from Riverside FM.
On February 15th, we've got another meetup coming up at Deadbeats in Providence, Rhode Island. We're going to be getting the flyer and the sign-up link for it soon, but it's sponsored by Riverside, and if you sign up through Riverside, it's a free event, and the first drink is going to be on them, so should be a good time.
Very cool.
And are those going to be regular, or is this like a one-time thing?
Regularly, and I think we're going to switch up the venue because they would like us to have them in bars. So we're going to kind of book them around the area. And, you know, Providence, that's just because where we live. I hopefully to expand it throughout the state. If anyone's interested in kind of jumping in and expanding this with us, reach out, because I would totally be we were totally game for that. But yeah, so right now that was... How do we end up at Deadbeats? Oh, yeah. For my job at Hayworthy Media. So I'm an account manager. So I sell digital and print ad space. So a lot of it is going into like small businesses and stuff. So I ended up going into Deadbeats just to introduce myself. I ended up talking to Jeff, the owner, for a while. And he was as cool as could be. And by the end of it, we were hosting a part. We're hosting a meetup there. So we're really excited.
All right. So we will definitely link your Instagram in our show notes. And when this airs, if we have links for those other things, we will put that there as well. But is there anything else before we close out that you would like our listeners to know, or that you feel like we didn't get to mention and you want to talk about?
I loved your episode with Sean so much. We're really excited to be working on the marketing end of Age of Audio, a documentary about podcasting. We really love Roadie Radio, and what you've been doing for the community has been so wonderful. I'm just very grateful of how incredible the podcast community is here within our state. And I hope that more people will start coming out and hanging out and being a part of it with us. As you may have heard, we just want to hang.
We're going to be hosting a practicum panel at the Lit Arts Rhode Island building. Where we are being joined by our good friend Nikolai. She's a burnout coach, as well as Victor Bays and Tribble, who we were introduced to Tribble through Lit Arts, but Victor is friends with Chris. And we're going to be chatting about kind of how to persevere. It is a pretty heartbreaking stat that about 80% of all podcasts don't make it past their 10th episode. I suspect the number is actually quite a bit higher, but those are the ones that actually get their first episode released. So yeah, we're going to be chatting about burnout, kind of tips and tricks and practical advice on how to persevere when things get a little tough.
Yeah, we're excited. And Victor, I don't know if you're familiar with Club Ambition. They are the largest podcast YouTube in the entire state of Rhode Island. I met Victor through Steambox Rhode Island. He's awesome. And Tribble is a podcast producer and coach, but I believe she's producer of the Deadass podcast, which is through iHeartRadio. So she's real industry. And we're so beyond thrilled. Thank you yet again, LitArts, for another wonderful opportunity for us.
Yeah, it is so humbling that we get to hobnob with people like that. They are, it's going to be a cool one.
And when is that? And
that's on February 1st.
Okay.
And as of this recording, I will now be, you can hear me on the Hey Roadie podcast, which is returning with myself and Jenna Karp as co-host and producers. That podcast ran for a few years and it took a bit of a hiatus. This is through Hey Roadie Media. No. Is that what we're called? Yeah, Hey Roadie Media. I should know where I work. So I'm very excited about that. So you can hear me over there. And obviously, we'll be sending the invite to Roadie Radio to come on as well. And I'm very excited about that. We've got a few recorded. And I think actually we should start releasing next week if things go as planned.
Great. That's great. Well, thank you guys for joining us. You know, we always love hanging out with you guys. So it's very appropriate that we finally got to do a podcast together since the whole reason for podcasting is just to hang out. Right.
Thank you so much for having
me. I can't wait to see you all again in real life.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you for listening. You can find Let's Chat Podcasting on Instagram at Let's Chat Podcasting. You can find the Hey Roadie podcast at heyroadie.com/podcast or wherever you find your podcasts.
Roadie Radio is proud to be a resident partner of the Rhode Island Center for the Book and is brought to you by library staff and community members all around the Ocean State.
The project has been funded in part by grants from the Rhode Island Council for the Humanities, the National Endowment for the Humanities, and the American Library Association.
You can find more from Roadie Radio on Facebook and Instagram, and if you enjoyed today's episode, subscribe to Roadie Radio and rate us or review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify to help us reach more Rhode Islanders.
I had to jump off in a few minutes.
I think we only had like one more question anyways.
Oh, perfect.
We have three more questions, Lauren, so don't...
Wait, do we?
We do.
Oh, we do.
We do. You have one more question. I have two.